Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the New School of Marketing podcast. I'm super excited to have you here, and I actually am going to dive straight in because I feel very passionate about this. So this episode came about after I read a post in a Facebook group where a person made a lot of assumptions about her audience by stating things such as, and I'm using air quotes here, struggling to convert clients, and another one was tough economic times, and another one was getting lots of abandoned carts. So there was all these assumptions that she was making about her audience. So she was literally writing, you know, something along the lines of, I know that you're struggling to convert clients. Using words like tough economic times, and you're getting lots of abandoned carts. And there were just so many assumptions in the little spiel that she wrote that I pretty much just, I rolled my eyes and I cringed a little bit. And by no means do I want to ignore the economic situation or not acknowledge that the cost of living is rising, and that some people are doing it tough. I 100% acknowledge that. But what I want to focus on is making assumptions about your audience that may not be warranted. And another thing I want to focus on is how we often look at things from either our own perspective or from a media perspective. And we all know that the media can dramatize things a little bit. So let's look at some assumptions that we can make in our marketing and why it can be limiting. Like, it's not a life-threatening kind of thing. Like, I was going to say, why it can be dangerous. It's not dangerous. but it can definitely stall your business growth or the way you communicate and talk to your clients. I'll try not to get too ranty, but I might get a little bit fired up about this topic. Because, yes, that was, like, my first reaction to it. I was like, ooh. So when I prepared for this episode, I wrote down a large list of like all these assumptions that I see people make. So we'll just sort of tackle them by category of trying to sort of, you know, group them a little bit by category. The first one is the economic situation or just even money in general. So don't assume, and this is going to be the phrase of this podcast episode, a lot of the sentences will start with don't assume. Don't assume that your clients are doing it tough. Yes, there are people out there that are doing it tough, but you don't know everyone's financial situation. And frankly, you don't need to. All you need to focus on is promoting your products or services by communicating the value that you offer. Don't assume that your clients are spending less. So while there are statistics that show that spending in certain areas is down, it doesn't mean that your clients are spending less. Again, you can only guess people's financial situation, so focus on what you know and what you can control. Don't assume that sales are down across the board. If you listen to the news or read the paper, you'll start making assumptions about sales. Yes, there are industries that are feeling the effects of the recent interest rises and the economic situation overall, but it doesn't mean that your business have to be affected. It might, but don't make assumptions because you know what they say, what you focus on grows. Don't assume that people have less money. There is still money. There will always be money. People are still spending. They will always be spending. It's literally about making choices for them. So people are making choices what they're purchasing with their money. So I will come back to that. You need to focus on talking about your products or services and about the value that you offer, because you will help people make their choices. And sometimes actually new opportunities come from tough times. So I recently met up with a client and he was telling me the story. So he's a picture framer and he was telling me the story of art glass. Basically, art glass, like, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it's non-reflective. There's like heaps of really good qualities about it, but it was not used for picture framing until COVID hit. It was used in the building industry. It wasn't called art glass then. But this particular glass was used in the building industry and not in the picture framing business. But because a lot of building sites were shut down, it was obviously the manufacturer of art glass was affected. So they looked at how else can we use this? You know, what is another application for our product? So ta-da, art glass came about, like new invention. So sometimes new opportunities come from tough times. And I think that's something that we need to remember as well. While we're talking about assumptions, let's tackle another few. So the next one is around marketing and how much you promote yourself. And I know that sometimes there's resistance to talk about your business, like over and over and over, because you're familiar with it, you've heard it all, well, you've said it all, but that doesn't mean that everyone knows you or everyone knows about you. There'll be hundreds or like thousands of people who don't know you. So don't assume that people know you and your business. They may have never heard of it, even though they might drive past it every day. I drive past so many businesses every day and I'm always like, wonder what they do, or like, wonder what's in there. So don't assume that people know you and your business. Don't assume that people don't want to know about you and about the face behind the business. This is the thing that I often have to convince my clients about. People want to see the face behind the business. People want to see your face and hear a little bit about your story. And when we're talking about story, don't assume that your story isn't exciting enough. I always think that my story isn't exciting enough. Like, there's nothing too exciting about my story. You know, I feel like it's pretty average. Went to uni, worked in jobs a little bit, and then I started my business. Like, there's no rags to riches or any of that kind of thing. But don't assume that your story isn't exciting enough. People want to know who's behind the business. Also, don't assume that people know what you offer. Like I said, I drive past so many businesses and I have no idea what they actually offer. So keep talking about it. Keep saying it. It is literally marketing is, in a way, repetition. It is repeating yourself, telling the same story in a different way, really. So don't assume that people know what you offer. Keep talking about it. Keep showing them. Repeat yourself so many times, just, you know, in different ways, but in a way it's the same story. And don't assume that people know how your offer works or what it does. A lot of people need demonstrations, pictures. Like, it's not always obvious what the product or what the service is or what it does. So keep talking about your business, keep talking about what you do, keep talking about what your product is or your service is, what it does, how it helps people. Don't assume that people know all of this. And I think we make too many assumptions, or we're too scared to say things too many times, but people need to hear it over and over and over and over. Another one on marketing is about the frequency of your posts or your emails, or like your social posts or your emails. So don't assume that when you have an email list, don't assume that people don't want to get another email from you. If they don't, they can unsubscribe. Otherwise, you need to keep telling them. You need to keep reminding them. Obviously, it comes down to bringing value. It's not all about, you know, buy, 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 buy. Some people are going to get annoyed by that. But don't assume that people don't want to get another email from you. It is actually, in a way, more harmful not to send regular emails, because then when you do send one, people are like, who is this? And then they don't recognize you. So emailing more frequently is actually better. Also, don't assume that people have seen your social media posts. Like, you can keep posting every single day and your audience will not see all of the posts. It's just the way the algorithm works. Like, I'm not behind it and it keeps changing anyway. But don't assume that people have seen your social media posts. And this is what really, in a way, annoys me when either a business or some schools do this. They only use a Facebook page to communicate with parents. I'm like, I have so many things that I follow. I'm not going to see all the posts. I'm not. So I have to literally make an effort to go onto the page to make sure that I'm not missing anything. It's rather frustrating. So don't assume that people have seen your social media posts because they will not have. That's another thing that annoys me with things that pages that don't have websites, they don't have email lists, and then they post on their page saying, class is cancelled today or something like that. I'm like, I'm not going to see that in time. So it's really, really frustrating. So yeah, don't assume. And don't assume that one post is enough. Like, you need to keep repeating yourself. You need to keep saying it in different ways, different kind of, like it's the same message, but in different words. Okay, I'll stop on that one now. Another assumption, don't assume that people will know you after one encounter. You need remembering, I know this. It's got nothing to do with your memory. It's got to do with the amount of messages that we receive every single day. I'm pretty sure that there is research out there that says we need to hear from a brand up to 12 times before we actually take an action to purchase from them. So don't assume that people know you after one encounter. We have so much on our plate, and it's got nothing to do with you. And it's got nothing to do with them either. We have so much on our plate, it's just not going to happen. So don't assume that people will know you after one encounter. You will need to, in a way, keep knocking on their door, because nobody likes that. But you need to keep getting in front of them. You need to keep repeating your messages. Okay, the next assumption is about location. And I've recently started paying more attention to this as I look up businesses on social media, like local businesses, and I can't always figure out where they are located. So don't assume that people know where you are. If you are a local business, please put this, one, on your website, two, on your socials. And I know it's easy to forget. I recently contacted a reasonably local art gallery and I said, what are your opening hours? I had looked on their socials, I had looked on their website, it wasn't there, and they thought they had, and it obviously had slipped through. So don't assume that people know where you are. Don't assume that people know when you're open. You need to put this, the easiest way to do this is on Google My Business. If you're a local business, you can put your opening hours on Google My Business. It's free. So don't assume that, because it's quite annoying. Also, don't assume that it doesn't matter where you are. I like to know, even if it is a business that I don't physically have to go to, or an e-commerce store, I want to know where they are located. It's just a matter of curiosity. I like to support local businesses, so if I can buy as local as possible, I like to do that. If it is not possible, I like to at least know that I'm buying from a business in the same country. So put your location on there. You don't have to put your actual, if you work from home, you don't have to put your address on there, but just put, what state you're in, what country you're in. I think it's important. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, another assumption I come across often is that just because you know how your website works and how people should buy from you doesn't mean that it is straightforward or easy. So don't assume that people know how to navigate your website. And the easiest thing to do is to find someone who's not very web savvy to go through your website and look over their shoulder. You have been looking at this website for a long time probably, and you know where things are, how it works. You're like, oh yeah, I'll go there and there and there. Don't assume that people know how to navigate your website. And especially if your target audience is not very savvy, definitely get that checked. Don't assume that it's obvious which button they should click next. So my awesome copywriting buddy, Jay Chris Crow from Chris Copy, will tell you and teach you that your website should always lead to the next step. So your copy should always lead to the next step, whether that is going to another page or whether that is, you know, contacting you. So don't assume that it's obvious which button they should click next or what they need to do next. Your website should guide them in the right direction. Also, don't assume that it's easy to purchase from you. Sometimes it is not. I have gone to websites and the websites look amazing and they literally are so hard to purchase from. I have to go through 50 million hoops. Don't assume that it's easy. Again, get someone who's not that savvy to do it and look over their shoulder to see if it is actually easy. Also, don't assume that people will contact you if it's not easy. Most people will just give up and go and find someone else where, you know, who has an easier way to order from them. Don't assume that people will contact you if it is not easy. Also, I like to add to this that give people options. Some people don't want to pick up the phone. Some people can't pick up the phone. Like if I think about my husband, he usually can't really make appointments during the day because he's at work. He would have to step out on his lunch break. It's just not easy. Whereas, you know, at home on the couch in the evening, he could just like hop onto an online booking form and book himself in. So give people options. Some people do want to get on the phone. Some people don't. Also, don't assume that people will wait if something doesn't work. So if your website or your checkout process or something is just not working, a lot of people, if there is no other option, they will wait. But if there are other options, they're not going to wait. Okay, so that's me, my ranty. There you go. Tons of assumptions that we make probably daily as business owners. And I totally get it. I'm not perfect either. You know, if there's something wrong on my website, please tell me. but I get it if you won't tell me because, you know, you've got other things to do. We're just so close to our work that we don't always see the other side and we don't really ask the questions that we probably should be asking. So I encourage you to go through your business and check where you are making assumptions and just figure out what you can do about them so that you can actually build the business that you want to build and you can be there for your customers. Okay, well, that was it for me. I'm sure there are tons more assumptions that are made, but these are the ones that I could sort of think of and bring up. Stop assuming people and just go through your business and see what you can come up with. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode of the New School of Marketing podcast. I hope it was helpful and I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.